The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hola. Buenas tardes. Hi. I haven't done the mod thing yet. I gotta figure that one out. On the site, you know, that you do like the soccer stuff. I'm not gonna say what it is. You guys should know. Boop, 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 boop. Boop, 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 boop. Whoopsie daisy. Hey yo, is Nikki? Yes, join the Discord. Become a part of the Discord cult. We're creating a cult here, folks. Raven's doing great. Raven's doing amazing. She's still, I mean, still working on her recovery, but obviously. She's 4 weeks in. Yesterday, she walked down the block and back. I'm very happy. I'm like, I tend to paint everything with like rose-colored glasses. So I see, that's how I try to see everything. But yeah, she's doing great. She's doing very good. I'm very proud of her. She's come a long way. She walked down the block and back yesterday. She ran a little bit out of breath on the way back. I've thought before that I may almost had to, you know, go get the car so I could drive her back. But she's doing great. She's doing wonderful. I want to do something today with all of you.
Two margaritas.
But first, I want to share this with all of you. First, a very important PSA. Okay? Please listen to this.
If you buy her one margarita, she will spread her legs. If you buy her two margaritas, she will pounce right on your penis. After three margaritas, she will grab your penis and put it in her mouth. Four margaritas.
Three, four.
She will grab your penis and ram it right up her anus.
What happens after that?
Two, three, four, five.
She will strap it on and peg you.
Ow. That's all I got to say. I'm wondering, what the hell? I'm wondering if she's one of those preacher ladies who goes to colleges. You ever have those who goes to college to like scare college kids into not making bad decisions? They had a bunch of the college that I went to. They used to always come by and like, it was the funniest tactics. It was stuff like that. And people were like, they have to know, the people who are doing the speech, like that lady had to know, because she's doing that unironically, right? She's trying to just like tell, if you go the wrong path, your life is going to fall. But they're like, you know what I mean? I thought that was going to get woke. That was the woke part. That was the unwoke, reverse woke. She's trying to condemn that. She's trying to condemn that. But the kids are all like, yay! How many margaritas again? Five to get pegged? Hey, Billy, get me six! Yeah. Yeah. Raven's improving. I just wanted to start off with that. But something I wanted to do today is, and I have to, it's going to take me a minute to prepare this. I wanted to edit a video. See, I have like a television screen that I was using during the roast battles to have the chat play on. And, you know, if ever for any reason I decide to end my career again, I'll go back to live streaming the roast battles and using that as the chat. But for the time being, I'm going to make a reel that is going to play continuously on loop before and after the shows. And I wanted to edit that with all of you and, you know, get some of your thoughts. We can get all get creative together. I'm going to edit that. We'll do some quick editing. I may or may not include stuff about my podcast studio. What a good idea. Yeah, I got the screen there anyway. I was like thinking for like months. I was like, what the fuck should I do with the screen? And it came to me in a dream.
God spoke to me and said, Dennis, my son.
Just give it all up. Go move to the beach. Become the surfer you always wanted to become. And fish for food every day. You know, Tom Hanks in Castaway, that's the life that was meant for you. Okay? Hey, Aaron, how you doing? But, you know, I didn't listen. And here we are. Hey, baby matcha latte. Thanks for the follow. Appreciate you. Yeah, Wilson, did you just say you are Jesus' brother? Car Zero, thanks for the follow. I did not say that I am Jesus' brother. I just said that God spoke to me. I didn't know you streamed. I do stream. I stream often. I love streaming. Say hello to Baby Matcha Latte, chat. Welcome. We're so ready tonight. We are. Okay, we're ready. We're going to go ready, steady, Fab Five Freddy. You drank a baby matcha latte today. 24/7 noodles. Yeah. Somebody did recommend. Hey, thanks for the sub. That's so nice. Thank you for the sub. You just joined, already subbed. It's so nice. So I have to actually, I should have prepared for this shit. Maybe this is something we should do on another stream. Maybe today we just shoot the shit and react to stuff. But I have to go through my phone. I just realized. I think I'll prepare this over the weekend and then we'll do it. Yeah, and then we'll do it on Monday. Because I don't have all the clips and the photos that I want to include in this, like, here available. I have to go through. It's going to take so long. You guys are just going to be watching me on my phone doing it.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Am I seriously watching Deaf Noodles on Twitch and Taylor Swift's Era Tour on TikTok at the same time? It's happening. Yes, Car Zero, it's happening. Taylor gang. We're all Taylor gang here. Everybody drop T Swift in the chat. Taylor gang. I know that's a Wiz Khalifa thing, but we're still Taylor gang. Okay. Taylor gang. We're a gang of Taylors. Taylor supporters. Oh, by the way, I had a Russian friend of mine teach me Hasbulla's catchphrase. You guys want to hear me say it? You have Swifty tatted on your ass. That is commitment. That's the definition of commitment. Let me read for you guys. I hope he didn't teach me the wrong thing, okay? Because that would be really mean. They're trying to cancel her boyfriend, Matt Healy. We should watch some videos on it. Let's watch a video on it in a minute. Let me just read this for you, and then we'll watch a video, yeah? Okay. Hasbulla's catchphrase, according to a friend of mine, a Russian friend of mine. Golovnika bomba chestnut govadya. He's saying, these strawberries are the bomb. So many words to say it's the bomb. Holy shit, it's so crazy. Golovnika bomba chestnut govadya. Anybody, we got any Russian speakers here? Let's deep dive the Taylor thing. All right, let's deep dive it. We got any Russian speakers who can confirm that? How do you say BJ? I don't know. You think I know how to... I just learned this. I'm trying. It's too bad no one... Oh, well... Clearly, you're here. There's penguins drama? You can look at that later. Okay, Taylor gang. Oh my god, yes. You guys, you know that I've been playing all these, like, I got Zelda playing in the background. Love you too, Mila. Love you too. We've been together, Space Age Ghost. We've been together for 6 months. It was just recently our 6 month anniversary. So. Okay, I'm looking for this. This Taylor Swift video. Let's see. Taylor gang. Okay, this is what we got over here with Taylor. Boo to Taylor gang. Are we not Taylor stans here? Oh my god, of course Candace Owens has a video hating on Taylor. Here we go. Let's watch some of these. Oh, the Eras Tour kicked off. ¥20,000 people showed up. A jazz pianist. You know, I'm so childish. I can't say pianist without thinking of the other word that's similar to it. Jazz pianist. Pianist. Damn it. Oh, I saw the Taylor Lautner thing. Here, let's see this. This started in Boston? At Gillette Stadium, yeah. Okay, let's see this. You guys tell me if this music is overpowering too much. I'm glad to see that you're back. Oh, here we go.
Excitement any longer. The final. Well, you don't need to shake off the excitement any longer. The final countdown is now on to one of the biggest concerts ever at Gillette. Taylor Swift will take the stage at 8 o'clock tonight. You can see it just a few seconds, less than 3 hours away.
Yeah, and if you are still.
Traffic nightmare. Holy shit, this is traffic nightmare. This looks like Los Angeles right here.
On the way to the concert, as many people are, we are sorry to report there's just no way to get there swiftly. Traffic around.
I see what she did there. Da-dum-psh.
On Gillette Stadium, as you're looking live at Route 1 right here, is basically a nightmare. So listen to your playlist, enjoy the soundtrack of your life, and know that you'll get there eventually.
Probably get through a couple of her albums before
exactly.
you get there, right?
Build the hype. Tens of thousands of Taylor Swift fans have been waiting for this night. Thanks for being with us. I'm Lisa Hughes.
And I'm David Wade. The lots at Gillette actually opened at 1:30.
Anybody else, like, instinctively, I had to hold myself there for a second. Okay? Because anybody, like, when anybody else, when they watch the news and they say something like this.
Fans have been waiting for this night. Thanks for being with us. I'm Lisa Hughes.
Anybody says, hey, how you doing? Anybody respond? You're welcome. Thanks for being with us. You're welcome. Hey, I've done that before. Okay, I'm sorry.
And I'm David Wade. The lots at Gillette actually opened at 1:30.
They're
already filled with fans. WBZ's Christina Rex has the best assignment of the night. She's a Swiftie herself. She's live outside of Gillette. And Christina, what is the level?
We have not stopped Super Roast Battles. We're doing another one on the 2nd.
Of excitement.
They've been happening for the last 6 months. Actually, I take it back. In May, we didn't have one because my girlfriend got surgery and the person who was producing it was traveling. But we've been doing once a month for the last 6-7 months.
David, the vibe is up here, electric, okay? And you said it, I'm a Swiftie myself. It's I wore electric. My red today for my favorite album, the Red Album. I was already given a friendship bracelet from one of the Swifties here at the concert. They all waited in that crazy traffic, but nobody seems to care. They're so happy to be here. I want to show you the situation now. So doors opened at 4:30. Everybody's starting to head inside 2 hours before the show actually starts because they're just so excited for this concert where so much has been built up in the months they waited for it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Hard to believe the show doesn't start until 6:30 when the costumes alone.
You're welcome to come back anytime. The show is super fun. I'll talk more about it as we get into it. The next one is June 2nd, but the show's super fun.
Are so bejeweled.
I could still make the whole place shimmer.
The wait is finally over as Swifties flood to Gillette Stadium for what they expect to be the best day.
So
oh my God, I love this.
I can't
they're so
myself.
Happy.
I'm so excited.
People arrived at the parking lot right as it opened at 2:30. The mad rush for Taylor, plus the regular rush hour, and Janet Jackson and Mansfield led to this congestion. From Braintree, it took
like an hour and a half.
That bad, honestly.
We're just singing Taylor Swift the whole way.
Yeah. And that was the overall attitude, that the great war for tickets, plus the months-long wait for the Eras Tour, made the traffic feel like a breeze.
Honestly, not as bad as we thought it would be.
Super
I've been
easy.
Having stress dreams all week about being late, so this is really nice.
Now it's showtime. The lines for merchandise already crowded hours before the concert.
I saw that the merch was like, it was selling out in like a matter of seconds. Is this true, Chet? Do you know anything about this? Like the first stop was in North Carolina or something? Because there was a stop before this, right? That she spent a whole week and I saw that a fan, something happened with a fan and she gave them a ticket for free. It was Vegas.
Thing Swifties can't wait for, the part of the show where Taylor plays a surprise song each night.
Me, she needs to play Right Where You Left Me. It's not even like an option.
Oh, clean. Nice.
Haunted.
Hi.
So for any non-Swifties who might be watching this, just to explain some of these outfits, this is the Eras Tour going through all of Taylor's albums over the years. All these different costumes you see either reference a song or one of those albums. People are so excited. The costumes have become such a big part of this show. Doors opened at 4:30. The show starts at 6:30. Taylor's expected to come on at 8. Live in Foxborough, Christina Rex, WBZ News.
All right.
Zam, let's see.
Thank you. Ready for it? Night one of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour has arrived at Gillette.
Swifties descending.
I just like to see the interviews. Let's see the interviews. Let's skip ahead because we know that there was a lot of traffic already.
It's like nothing we've ever seen before. The sheer magnitude of it. You see folks already swarming the stadium now. The sheer magnitude of this Eras Tour is like nothing we've seen before. And officials here say this is an unprecedented event.
The stage is set, and these Swifties are ready for it.
I am ready. Yeah.
I
am ready for it. I'm so ready.
Taylor Swift is back in Foxborough for the Eras Tour, her first since 2018. Fans are decked out in their best Swift swag.
All the Eras on it, so it has like everything, all the logos, different pieces from each song.
Friendship bracelets included.
Taylor's version. Champagne problems, we got them all.
Each day, gates open at 4:30. The show starts at 6:30. But the party starts early.
I'm sorry, folks. Anybody who's a fan of cornhole, can you tell me what's the appeal? I don't understand. And I have a whole cornhole set here. Okay? I don't understand. I've played cornhole. I don't understand.
Earlier in the parking lots. A whopping 200,000 fans are expected to descend on Gillette this weekend.
Yes, please, Iowa, explain. What's the appeal of cornhole?
An endgame many thought wouldn't be possible thanks to anti-hero Ticketmaster.
Oh my god, I went so long in line. I don't know. I was the only one I knew who got tickets. It was insane. I got... just lucky.
Crying.
It was just
like,
luck.
We're going.
Appreciate you, baby matcha latte. Enjoy.
I was so excited.
But some fans aren't the lucky ones and are still waiting for their wildest dream to come true.
I'm currently in the...
I get it. It's one of those games that the drunker you are, the more fun it is. Kind of like... but beer pong is super fun. It feels like a more elaborate version of beer pong that requires more walking, more physical activity, right? Because you throw it, then you got to walk and grab all your sandbags, right?
Ticketmaster queue, waiting for ticket. Hopefully, just one. Worst case scenario, I'll be out here listening.
Now, you saw all that traffic earlier today and probably currently out on the roads right now. So if you are heading to Gillette this weekend, make sure you drive the highway and Route 1. Don't take those side roads, despite what your GPS will tell you, because those side roads are going to be shut down. Officers are only allowing local traffic on those side roads, so take Route 1. Make sure you prepare with plenty of time. And if you are heading here for tomorrow's show, rain is in the forecast, so make sure you bring some sort of jacket or something. Officials here say if there is lightning, they will have to postpone the show. But luckily, that doesn't look like it's in the forecast. So the show is expected to go on as planned. Live in Foxborough, Amanda Pitts, 12 News.
Thank you, Alex. If you have plans around Gillette Stadium tonight that don't involve Taylor Swift's concert, you might want to change them or allow a lot of extra time to get there. Take a look at the line of cars on Route 1 a short time ago, just trying to get into the parking lots.
While it may cause traffic headaches, the tens of thousands of fans lucky to get tickets are psyched for Taylor's first show.
12 News reporter Amanda Pitts joins us live from outside the stadium. Amanda, showtime is about a half hour away, and I'm sure the crowd is just buzzing.
Yes, it is. The crowd is buzzing. As you can see behind me, folks are already starting to file into the stadium ahead of the show. And I am ready for it with my old concert t-shirt, the friendship bracelets. You can see all of these people so excited for tonight's show. And if you've been to a Taylor Swift concert in the past, like I have, the Eras Tour is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen before. There are an estimated 200,000 fans coming to Gillette this weekend. The stage is set and Swifties are ready for it.
I am ready for it. I'm so ready.
Taylor Swift is back in Foxborough for the Eras Tour, her first since 2019. The ride to Gillette on Route 1, smooth for us Friday in the early afternoon.
Yo, I love how people are so excited in traffic like this. I don't know. I've been in several situations like this, like concerts and raves and other, where people are just, you're stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic and people will get out of their cars and... it's fun. It really is.
But closer to showtime, traffic became the anti-hero. But those who arrived early got a little preview with the sound check. And got the party started in the parking lot.
We've seen this shot already. Let's move.
Wow, this has been planned almost 2 years, I think, where we've been talking about this. So I'm a Swiftie.
Thanks for asking, Mila. She's doing better. She's getting a little bit better every day. Yesterday, she walked up and down the block.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Do you follow automotive news? Or do you just like cars and want to see what the heck's going on? Well, then you might like Donut Media's new podcast, The Big Three. Hi, I'm James Pumphrey, and every week, me and my co-host slash two of my top five friends, Nolan Sykes and Joe Weber, unpack the latest and greatest in automotive news and trends on The Big Three. You'll also get a lot of laughs, hot takes, and personal insight on cars from the biggest car guys in automotive media. So, whether you're a hardcore enthusiast or just a person who goes, that's a good looking car, check out The Big Three, available wherever you get your podcasts, or you can watch the full videos at Donut Podcasts on YouTube.
Today.
Not the words you would expect to hear from a 30-year Patriot season ticket holder, but tonight it is all about Taylor Swift. Jameson Carpenter from Medway brought his daughter, of course named Taylor, and her pals for the Swift show.
Secret songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm scared to see, because Gillette's probably her favorite venue, so scared to see what she's going to pick for the secret songs.
There are plenty of dads here tonight bringing their daughters, but maybe sneaking a peek at the Celtics game too.
I'm very interested in a Celtics win tonight, and I do have an earphone.
Of course the dad would be like, hey, I brought my girls over. I'm going to, you know, be watching the Celtics game while they watch Taylor Swift. Like, he's just the dude who's like in the back like this on his phone. The daughters are like having a blast. And he's like, yeah, okay. All right. You're saying he's so drunk?
So I will be listening, but I will am here for Taylor Swift.
So he will be listening. So, you think he's a Celtics down in five, you think?
Listen, said he has seen...
He is the best. I mean, he is the best. He's like knocking out two birds with one stone.
Seven Patriots Super Bowls, but this show may just outdo them all.
Along with the ticket fiasco and the amount of times I've been to this stadium, this might be the craziest event I've been to, and I've been to a lot.
I was bored of you.
Now, the opening act is expected to take the stage at 6:30. Now, Swifty fans are hoping for a 44-song...
Oh, the Celtics are down five. I thought you said they were going to lose in five.
...set that will last approximately 3 hours, but also fans are predicting since Taylor Swift's favorite number is 13, they expect her to take the stage.
Huh. Interesting. Oh, this is Taylor Lautner and Taylor Swift. By the way, Taylor Lautner married a Taylor, and his kid is named Taylor. This is like a whole family of Taylors, right? Taylor Lautners.
As Taylor Swift gets ready to release Speak Now, Taylor's version.
I would always like to keep people on their toes in that regard.
Her ex, Taylor Lautner, doesn't seem bothered.
Well, the album is called Speak Now.
Even though Back to December, one of the 2010 album's songs, is about their breakup.
It's a very autobiographical album. And, you know, sometimes there's stories about things I've gone through. There are a lot of different things that have happened in the last 2 years that have inspired the concept of this album.
On Tuesday, the Twilight Star tells Today.com he's not worried about the Swifties coming for him. Lautner says, yeah, I feel safe, and I think it's a great album.
You gave me roses, and I left them there to die.
Lautner's wife, who's also named Taylor,
It's so silly. His whole family's Taylor.
Agrees, calling Speak Now one of the best albums.
His whole family's Taylor.
Days of work, the stage finally set. Sky High was hot.
Can we look at some Twitter memes? Let's write Taylor Swift and let's see what comes up. Taylor Swift. Taylor Gang. Taylor Gang. Wow, holy shit. People are selling their tickets right now. I'm selling back. Here, hold up. I'm selling back my 4X Taylor Swift ticket for Sunday, May 21st. Hey, if you want to get your tickets, hit up Patricia. Patricia with the plug. What else we got here? Oh, this is from 24 seconds ago. Oh, she's performing. Oh, this is her surprise song at Foxborough. Hold up. This is in Portuguese, but I can read Portuguese because you're in luck, folks. I'm Brazilian. It says Taylor Swift performing in Portuguese. Says Taylor Swift. I'm gonna say like a Brazilian. I'm gonna say her name like a Brazilian. Taylor Swift performando a primeira canção surpresa de Foxborough. Should have said no. Should have said you know. Taylor Swift performing. Yes, I'm Brazilian. Yeah. Taylor Swift performing her first surprise song at Foxborough. Should have said no. Yeah, she just, exactly. That's what it is right here. That's so we just found out the surprise song. Oh, here it is. Here's another angle. Wow, that looks so cool. Look at all those phones. That's so cool. First surprise song, should have said no. The Swift Society. Swift Society should have all the updates. All the updates. Here we go. Tonight's prize, should have said no. And Better Man. Okay, so here we go. That was the 1989 outfit. This is the Folklore outfit. Jenna Bush. Hey, shout out to Jenna Bush. Say hi to W for us. Taylor Swift, once again, nothing over Phoebe Bridgers. Gillette Stadium is the most joyful place on earth.
As many Harvey referred to you as many things, one of which being Foxy Foxborough. So another reason why we refer to this place, Gillette Stadium, as the most joyful place on earth.
This looks crazy. Look at that. All the lights from the cell phones. Holy. Bernie in the pits? Bernie's at her show? No way. No way. Yo, I gotta see that picture. Are you kidding? You got Bernie? Got the burn dog. Got the burn dog at the Swift show.
Stop. Wow, I love you guys so much. That was so awesome. Oh my God. You've always been awesome. I've never done that before. That was Gillette Stadium. You guys.
Gillette Stadium. Zam, she's killing it.
Featuring Future, probably. My favorite Taylor Swift song is Endgame featuring Future, probably. Endgame, but
of course they're all gonna say Future, the song with Future.
Future.
The Last Great American Dynasty.
Oh.
And then Karma, of course Karma. Favorite album, Reputation.
Well, he's deep. He's a Swiftie. He's a stan.
For what it stands for?
The only one I know that I think I know is Turn 22.
I'm just here for the support.
Marriage Song, old school. Love Story. I believe I was in middle school or something like that. I would sing it, but I'm going to save myself the embarrassment.
Favorite Taylor Swift song, got to be Shake It Off.
Nobody.
Got to be a Best Day, Shout Out Mama.
I'd have to say All Too Well, the 10-minute version.
Marjorie, Shout Out Grandma.
My favorite Taylor Swift song is Enchanted.
Favorite Taylor Swift song is You Belong With Me, and it goes something like,
remove for legal purposes. Okay. This is my favorite Taylor Swift song. I'll show you guys. I'll share it. Hold on. Ah, you already know. Fuck it. Fuck. This is my favorite one.
Now POV of you and remember, oh wait, you got amnesia. It was my season for battle wounds, battle scars, body bump, stone fire, jumping thigh. And you gotta live with the bad blood now.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times. You and
well, she's gonna get fucking claimed for show.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know we used to be mad.
This shit, now we got problems. This shit's gonna get claimed another second. This reminds me of that video game that turned into a game, into a movie. Fuck, I don't remember. The guy gets sucked into a video game. I think it's Kurt Russell. Yeah, it totally is that. No, it's not Blade Runner, it's a different one.
Blades don't fix bullet holes.
Tron.
You say sorry just for show.
Yes.
You live like that, you live with ghosts.
You forget, but you never let it go.
Band-Aids don't.
Anyway, I can't play much more of it. I wish I could play this, we could jam out to this, because this song is such a fucking banger. Like, whenever you want to just, like, feel like you want to fight the whole world, just put this song on. Just be like, we got bad blood. I'll take you out, you motherfuckers. Thanks for the follow. Kadhad, I don't know how to read. So this is before everybody arrived. This is Taylor Swift and all of her Billboard awards. Surprised she can hold all of them. That's a lot. I don't know if I would be able to hold all of them. That's like very carefully placed. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Damn, that's a lot of awards. In one night? Deserved. Okay. More or no? Oh, no, this is the Swift Society. What are we looking at? Oh, here we go. We saw this. This is so cool. How you can, like, not be at a concert, but also be at the concert at the same time. It's so fucking cool. Sorry to hear that, Robin. I hope your dad and your stepmother are doing good. I'm sorry to hear that. Here, let's see the Better Man. Oh my god, I can't show this. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? I'm just like casually scrolling through. I click on something thinking it's like, all right, it's like a person falling head first. Like, what the fuck is wrong with the internet? Holy shit. I love seeing people. I just miss you. I just wish you were better man. Yeah, I know. I am kind of playing with Twitter, playing with fire, scrolling through Twitter like this. Oh my god. Holy shit. Damn.
And make the cut. And then years later, a band that I love so much will be coming inside to me. And they said, we're recording our new album. Do you have anything that you think we would be right for? And I immediately knew I was going to send them a song called Better Man. Really important for me. It's been a really nice time in my life where, like, it was so amazing to be recognized just as a songwriter by
people. Sound so fucking excited. That's so cool. It's so giddy. It's Jover. This is one of my favorite memes right now. I don't use it enough because I don't have enough situations where I could just use the Jover meme, but I fucking love this. She makes me want to date people to just the right songs. You're just going to date people so you get material. I get it. I get it. You're one of those artists. I get it. Which is fine, by the way. It's, you know, and I'm joking. I should say that. I'm not. Shut up, Dennis. What is this? Hold up. What the hell happened to Family Guy? When did it turn into this animation? This is like some 007 shit. I'm not apologizing to hoes, no. I felt more like, I didn't, you guys are taking my words out of context. What the hell? I know you guys are playing with me, Allison.
It just came at a really nice time in my life.
Oh, she's outside of the stadium. Let her in the stadium.
It was so amazing.
She's outside of the stadium.
You know what, then? I've had it. Enough. You know what, then? I've had it.
Gee, some people are not happy, I guess, with a boyfriend.
Folks, just be nice to the mods. Mods are just doing their job. If you're going to come into the chat and attack the mods, they are within their right to mute you, because that's absolutely unnecessary. Everybody's just interacting with a with a chat and having a conversation. We're reacting to these clips and having fun. Don't attack the mods. You're literally not going to achieve anything but get muted or banned. That's all that's going to happen, and it's within their right to do it because you're just aiming negativity at them and you're making their job harder. That's all. Just be nice. Be nice. We're all enjoying this together. All it says when you come in the chat and do that is that you want attention, and you'll get it. I mean, the attention you'll get is you'll get banned. That's all. You know? I mean, sure, yeah, I mean, it's fine. I'm just saying what's happening. Just be nice, that's all it is. The mods, I haven't banned anyone in months, and we were just talking, like, how often we're going to do unbannings earlier today, and, like, I think every 6 months, but the mods are all within their right to ban and do whatever they want as far as that. So if you're going to come in here and attack them, I'm just telling you, I don't care. What you say about me, I never do. But yeah, just so you know. Don't be a dick. Yeah, that's easy and simple. Okay. Okay, that's fine. We don't have to make this a whole situation. I think Butter's bottom Twitch. I think you just get the gist, you know. If you want to keep dragging this out, that's fine. But you get the gist. The mods are just doing their job. Just don't attack them. I got the mods back. They got my back. We got each other's back. And we're just trying to make it a fun place to come and chat and talk shit and look at fun stuff. So yeah, that's all it is. Okay. All right. So with that being said, I want to leave on a positive note because I do have to go. I have to go pick up Raven right now. I want to say thank you to everybody who came through. Today was a little bit shorter than usual, but I've been on a tight schedule. Okay. You guys saw yesterday I was late. Today, a little bit shorter. But yeah, we are finishing the next door studio. I was building out stuff. But I want to say, hey, Su Cabrona, how you doing? I want to say thank you to all of you who came through. Thank you for being here on this Friday. I appreciate every single one of you. You guys are very special. I love the community. Thanks for the fart, glitter, and rain. And I hope to see all of you very soon. I've been seeing people asking about the shows. You guys are all welcome to
come. My mom used that on her lips. You want me to put that on my todger?
You guys are all welcome to come. We're still putting the finishing touches in the building and thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah. Anyway, I love every single one of you. I'll see you again on Monday. And that's it. Peace. Hold on. This is it right here.
has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.